So, Sheikh, we've received questions and queries from our listeners with regards to cleanup operations at the Mowbray Maqbara. And according to the listener, what she's noticed is that the way in which the dry leaves and flowers were taken off the grave and just trampled over was quite disappointing. And she was trying to understand, you know, why was this happening? And in conversation with the secretary of the Maqbara, I understood that this was something that was needed to be done to prevent a fire from flaring up. Could you comment on that, Sheikh?
Yes, the Maqbaras always are in need of cleaning, and the MJC gets many such requests from the community saying this Maqbara, that Maqbara, I think it should be clean. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, those in charge of the Maqbaras, they've always been coming to the fore, and they've always made sure that it's cleaned and so on. And when you speak about the dry leaves, and that is a very important thing that you mentioned, because the last time we've had some fires that was at different maqbaras, and that was caused by the dry leaves, sun, and whatever the case may be, and cold light and so on. But it brings one back to the responsibility. While the administration of any maqbara, it is their responsibility to keep it clean. And by the way, the Mowbray Maqbara, where people asked about the flowers being taken off the different graves, was actually a mistake. What had happened is that was part of the cleaning process where people were asked to come in and clean up the maqbara. And unfortunately, these people also took off the flowers that was okay and that was well and so on. And that was the explanation given by the administration of the maqbara. And that is something we followed up last week, I think last week or the week before already. But coming back to the maqbara itself and the administration, the first people to take responsibility for cleaning are those who administer the maqbara, that they must see that the place is clean and so on. But one also wants to say, you know, a maqbara is a place where people come to visit the loved ones that has been deceased, they make dua, they recite Surah Yasin, all of that. It should be a place of tranquility and should be a place that is clean. But at the same time, as a community, we also should tie into our bit, because it is our maqbara. And that is when people come and they do change any of the flowers that on the graves, that old leaves and stuff that are thrown onto the site, that those things must be also taken off, and it must be thrown into the bin. Unfortunately, sometimes people, they take off the new flowers and the old flowers and stuff is just laid on the wayside where nobody cleans it up and it gets blown around and the place looks filthy and so on. We've had also a couple of complaints that we looked at in terms of how the maqbara has been used. In the past, the NGC has received complaints about the maqbara looks like a workshop that is happening and people are repairing their cars there and so on. There was also one stage that we had a complaint from the doctors at the Khulatiskir Hospital that is living next to the maqbara, saying that the coons are practicing there and whatever the case may be. And as a Muslim community, we must please take note that these sort of things should not be allowed. Alhamdulillah, those issues have been dealt with. We've written to the Mowbray Maqbara now recently, reminding them of the complaints that have come in, so that they are also being made aware all the time that, you know, the concerns of the community must be acknowledged and must be seen to. But I also want to add another aspect to that, Najma Bibi, and respected listeners, and that is also in the way that we go to maqbaras, in the way that we present ourselves. In other words, some people, they come in laughing and jokes are made and there's loud laughing and things like that. Doesn't go with the adab and akhlaq of a maqbara. Doesn't go with the saluk of a maqbara. And while people are laughing, someone else is crying for their loved ones that have passed on and so on, and making dua, others are reciting and things, others are busy with some sort of zikr and so on. So our community must also be aware, and I'm very thankful to you for bringing up on the conduct of Muslims when it comes to the maqbara and how we present ourselves. In the same light, I also want to say, in terms of how we dress, whether it be male or female, females going to the maqbara should also dress appropriately, not go in tight jeans and no scarves and things like that, because that kind of akhlaq and adab doesn't go with that which is required at the maqbara. The same with the men. The men comes and the pants is falling down at the back and the aura becomes open and things like that.
When we talk about the conduct, you know, when visiting the graveyard, what we also fail to acknowledge is the fact that we are also visiting our departed loved ones, but more so that there are others that are visiting their departed loved ones as well.
Correct.
So perhaps sharing, you know, just a few tips to our listeners as to how to, you know, go about when they are visiting.
Well, it's amazing how people just pick up the, take the old flowers out and just lower it on the floor and pick up, put in new flowers, and the water bottles that they brought and everything, it all just get laid there on the ground, and somebody has to pick it up for them. This is our makbara, and this is how part of respecting those people who have been buried there. And part of the adab and akhlaq, we don't walk over graves. And it looks like people sometimes have to be reminded about that, because they walk everywhere. There's pathways that have been made for that, but they walk over graves as if it is nothing. So, yes, we do need to emphasize the akhlaq and adab that is practiced at the, by our community in the Maqbara, inshallah. Also, what is important in terms of people getting this kind of itmi'nan and sakina, the tranquility when they sit, there was a research done by a psychologist in America that was mentioned by one of the ulama when I read on the internet, that they found that it really makes a big change in a person, male or female, when they go to the Maqbara and they interview people and many people, and the type of conduct that person comes when they leave the Maqbara. Now, that is so in line with the hadith of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that the Nabi alayhi salam encourages that we visit the Maqbara because of the effect that it will have on us. And then as far as the women visiting the Maqbara, we remember the hadith of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam finding a woman that was really very sad in the Maqbara. She was crying profusely, and so on. And the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to her, ittaqillah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that she must have sabr and so on. At that point in time, she, without looking around, she says, who are you? What do you know what I'm going through? And so on. After she had completed there, and people then told her, you know who you spoke to? You spoke to the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. She went and profusely apologized for her bad behavior to the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What the ulama took from that was that the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not tell her, what are you doing in the Maqbara? You're not supposed to be in the Maqbara. Mm-hmm. So therefore, giving that permissibility for women to visit the Maqbara. But there's a very important shart or condition there, is that they must not be a fitna. Mm-hmm. It mustn't look like they are going to the mall in the way they're dressed, or that they come in there without scarves and jeans and not dressed Islamically. A woman must always protect her honor, and she must address according to ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Inshallah. Shaykh, shukran so much. We're going to leave it there, and inshallah we'll talk again.
Shukran.
Okay. Wa alaykum as-salam.